Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am your host, Poetic Energy, and my co-host will be joining me a little bit later, CBG. I am so excited this evening to have yet another poetic night with all my guests and listeners this evening. We are so excited that you have decided to tune in to the show this evening. We're going to be playing some good music and having some wonderful poets come through and share with you their voice. And also, we will be playing some amazing tracks from some other artists who are just phenomenal and deserve to be heard across the globe. So without further ado, just going to get it started. Oh, I see my co-host is on the line, so let me connect him in very quickly. Hey there, Stevie G. How you doing this evening?
What's up, Poetic E? How you doing? Good evening, everybody.
I'm doing great. I was just telling the folks it's just so wonderful to be in the land of the living this evening and yet having another opportunity to be on the Poetic Energy Radio Show with Stevie G and Poetic E. All right, we're just going to get us going here. First, before we get started, we would like to acknowledge and welcome the guests that we have in the chat room currently. Welcome to the show, Black Homeschoolers, Dax Boogie, Guest 16715, Jesse White, Robert Washington, Shawnee Doree. We welcome you to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We hope you enjoy yourself this evening. And to all our global listeners that are not in the chat room, welcome also. We hope that you enjoyed the music and the poetry, and if anyone wants to come and do a little comedy, that's welcome also, because that's what open mic is, sharing your voice and your talents with the world. So we're going to get started. I am going to play a track from one of the poets that sent in some of their tracks to the show, Mr. Urban Voodoo, who actually recited one of his pieces last week that is one of my favorites, but I'm going to play that one a little bit later on in the show. He sent me several, so I am going to play this particular one. This is by the master, Urban Voodoo, with Warning.
Yo. My style's abrasive, chop that ass up in seven places. Well, it is modellian and contaminated razors. Then excavate this, if I die, then find my faces. As if there were scrolls holding the secrets of the ages. Too complicated for scientists to break the bit and back in meditation while my thoughts be germinating. Don't test my patience, if you do, extermination. Closing down on you clowns like the United Nations. Evacuation, you got seconds to detonate. Leaving bodies on the ground, I'm confronted with hesitation. That was a warning, that was a warning. Yeah. That was the one. That was the one. You be. That was the one. Live and direct. Yeah. Check it. Yeah.
Slicing the necks of aristocrats, the razor sharp backs, my battle axe.
attacks enemies to the max, all hands on deck. Man, your battle stations, resistance is futile. Prepare for annihilation. We're coming for you like the Starship Destroyer. Operation Urban Warrior, paranoia increases with the shit I releases. Blew up the town and done left his family to pick up the pieces. Verb warfare is ongoing. Fitting explosive rounds, similar to bomb throwing. You got 30 seconds before I detonate. And if you value your life, you best evacuate the premises like Lot and Genesis. I spit fire and brimstone, blowing up cannabis. You niggas need to forfeit, I'll blow you out of orbit. My style is more potent than dope, sword in the black market. Raising reason the season for mutiny approaches. Time to arm these bombs with lyrical overdoses. My verbal explosives, synchronized like mitosis. Splitting crews like chromosomes to see who comes closest. Stay focused, if attention spans too short to overdose. You battling me is futile, like hitting Michael. We swarm like locusts, derail your train of thought like locomotive. Voodoo's a terrorist, breaking records like Sammy Sosa. No, sir, you can never fade my flow. But if you start to disrespect, I'm like a bomb that goes off and you're softened. I'm the boss and I don't give a fuck what you flossing.
All right, that was Mr. Urban Voodoo with There's a Woman, with actually it's entitled Warning. He has an upcoming album entitled Mercury Rain, so y'all look for that in the upcoming months. I guess he'll be on the show soon to officially make that date of announcement of when that's actually going to come out. But that was one of Urban Voodoo's tracks. He actually shared a piece with us last week. Hopefully it'll be by this evening to share with us another piece. Well, we're going to share some music with you also. We had a former guest on the show, Mr. Jane Wah. She sent me, I actually got her a whole entire album. And you guys have really embraced her music. And she has one particular song that we played on the show entitled Water. But there is an extended version with a little bit of spoken word at the beginning of it. So I am going to play that. I am definitely sure that you guys are going to enjoy that particular piece along with the music to go with it. So without further ado, it's open mic, y'all. So let's do what it do. Let's see what's going on here. Let's try that again, y'all.
Bye.
All right, that was Mr. Jane Wallace Water. I am going to take some callers that we have on the line here. Without further ado, caller from the 803 area code, you're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who's stepping to the mic?
This is Boogie.
Hey, what? Boogie, how you doing tonight?
You got it. What's going on?
You from the Boogie Down?
No, this is a totally different entity, Sugar.
All right.
Okay.
All right, what are you going to do for us this evening?
I have this poem entitled The Cricket. Down here in the South, we have a lot of superstitions, and a cricket is one of them, so I decided to put a little spin on it.
All right, now.
Woven from an imagination that never fails, this fairy tale holds the buried fancies of a little girl turned woman. Summoned by a strange sound, she strolls toward a pond, glancing at the sky and recklessly questioning what's beyond. Troubled by what she feels is lack in her life, chewing on a straw not coated with strife, she lies on her back, pondering, wondering if she would ever find love. A wicked sign that was rejected from up above bounces to her in the form of a cricket. It hops out of the thicket, making such a clamor the wind begins to hammer. The trees, startled, give a peculiar applause. Curious, she presses pause on her thoughts. Caught up in his unusual melody, she leans over to get a better look as a less than heavenly light shines, and immediately she is amazed. Fully dazed, he starts to preen. Her eyes instantly develop an unnatural sheen. Spreading his wings, he proceeds to sing, conjuring hallucinations of the perfect man, one she hastily believes will do more than just understand her needs. Loudly, her mind begins to bleed. Foolishly opening her heart, the line between her spirit and psyche drift apart. The cricket chants an ancient spell as he performs a malevolent dance. As her subconscious spasms, he permanently deepens the chasm between reality and her perception. Completing his immoral conception, he transforms into his sinful shape, grabbing her by the nape, catching her totally unaware, realizing too late that her soul was screaming, "Beware!" Now frozen with horrified shock, her essence hellishly locked, she looks up and sees her wish was actually a nightmare in disguise. Unfortunately, her impatience became her demise. She will have eternity to consider when to rein in her feelings that ran amok, or who told her that crickets meant good luck. Important.
No, that was a deep piece. All right, let's show us some love here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, Miss Boogie did a thing. You represented well, sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Boogie, I don't care where you're from. You're all right with me.
I know you don't care where I'm from. I don't care that you
I don't care where you're from. You okay with me, baby. It's your thing. I like that.
Peace for the rest of y'all for the rest of the week, okay?
All right. Thank you, sister. We appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
You're always welcome in our house.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Have
that
a good night.
You too. All right,
Boogie.
That was good, okay. Boogie, y'all. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 240, Eric Cole, you on the air with Poetic E and CBG. What you going to do for us on the mic tonight? It's your turn on the mic. All right. We're going to let them get adjusted and keep it going here. All righty. Let's keep it going. We thoroughly enjoy Miss Boogie. She really did her thing tonight.
She definitely did that. Come back to something else. I know you're still in the chat room. I hope you're listening still. I'm going to type in here to tell her to come back and do something else, because I really did appreciate that poem. It was real good.
Yeah, I love that. All right, poets and musicians, singers, all right, the number to call into the show is 917-932-8881. All right, step up to the mic. It's open mic night. So let's give you guys a little bit more music tonight. We are going to give you a little bit of My friend. Alrighty. This is my friend. I always got to play him because I want him to get a record deal.
Stop it.
So, yeah, we got to keep you in heavy rotation. Without further ado, I'm just going to, I'm sorry, guys. I got to be partial to my co-host. Because everybody loves his voice. It's his song, I Want You. This is CBG.
You want and do you
get what you want.
That was Mr. Stevie G, my co-host, with one of his original songs entitled I Want You. Yay, let's give it up for Stevie G, y'all. All right. We're going to keep it going here. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 240 area call. You're on the air, Poetic Key of Stevie G. What are we going to do on the mic tonight? Caller 240, you're on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Are you there? Caller 240,
he having some problems.
All right, well, we're gonna come back
to
them.
There you go.
Oh, okay, all right. What do we have on the mic with us this evening?
This is Mime Poet from New York.
All right,
what's up,
New York.
Poet?
What's up, how y'all doing?
Right.
All right, yourself?
All right, this is titled Love is a Beautiful Thing.
All right, now.
If you've never been in love, I want you to imagine love. Imagine. Imagine sunshine at night and beautiful praise dancers dressed in white. Angels with wings glowing in the light and voices of music coming from the heavens above and flowers and beautiful white doves. And we floating in the sky together holding hands because it's love. And love is a beautiful thing. We said we'll live together, we will die together, we're going to heaven together. And we join together like Siamese twins going with the wind because it's love, and love is a beautiful thing. And I remember the time we first met each other. You said something about my eyes, you said something about your smile. And ever since that night, we've been going crazy wild in love like Romeo and Juliet and Bonnie and Clyde and Richard Ricardo and Lucy. And the way my private go inside your private, nice and slow and warm, and the way you taste, it's like, ooh, damn. You see, we was committed in marriage. We had a house and carriage. We even got baptized in the same water. You had your dress on, and I had my blue collar, my big screen TV. You had your beautiful garden of flowers. Something you dream about, but we have it together because it's love. And love is a beautiful thing. I came home from work. You said, how was my day? I said, my day was just fine. I poured you a glass of wine, and we sat by the fireplace, and we kissed each other's face. I massage your feet and give you a nice massage, nice and carefully. And I woke up in the morning, you had breakfast on the table, pancakes, scrambled eggs, and oatmeal gave me goosebumps, so I chilled. I had that love-making thrill. I went looking for you, but you're in the shower. I waited almost half an hour because you know how y'all women taking a bath from you. You groom. You came out with your makeup on, your lipstick, and I called in from work until I was sick. I am not going to work today because I'm in love. See, you give me that heart pain, not that bad pain, but that love pain, that tickling sensation. And every time you scream my name, it's like, damn, I couldn't explain. Because love is a beautiful thing. From my heart to yours. You dig? Mind Poet.
All right, Mind Poet.
All right. Well, you know what? We got to show you the love. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Cool Poet, you did your thing, brother. We that. They love it on you in the chat room. I hope you signed it. You signed into the chat room?
No, I'm cooking at the same time.
All right. That's all right. We enjoy that piece. Oh,
right,
yeah, they're clapping for you. You always welcome back to our house. We own the mic every Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
All right, y'all. That was, whew, I'm still over here. All right. We enjoyed that, brother. All right, CBG.
Yes, dear.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I still got to collect myself after that piece. That was
yourself?
All right, now let's keep it going. I'm gonna keep it going. I want to take this moment to acknowledge all the guests that we have in this chat room. We have Black Homeschoolers. Welcome, Dax Boogie. Welcome. Thank you for that wonderful piece. DC, the voice of reason. Guest, I'm just going to say the last number, 892-669-146. Jesse White, Matic Tog, Miss Robin Washington, Shani Faree, my co-host, Stevie G, and Miss Strong Island. All right, we're going to keep it going. We see we have another familiar number on the chat, on the switchboard, so we're going to take that call here. Call us from the 803 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic, and what are you going to say?
This is Boogie calling back again. I'm going to honor Stevie G's request.
All right.
This is entitled Black Man. I wrote this over 11 years ago when I was in Kuwait. Black man, it's not so hard to understand your mystery. It's our history that gave you strength when you were torn from the motherland. It was your eyes that saw horrors beyond belief. It was your tears that washed away suffering and gave sweet relief. It was your heart that absorbed the pain of your loved ones, sold, stolen, or slain. Unaccepted yet unafraid, not content with temporary shade, your ebony power, a strong tower that enabled us to run underground, that hid us even when evil seemed to surround. Black man, it's not so hard to understand your mystery. It's our history. When they stereotype, don't believe the hype. Your mind a rare find, from the traffic light to our civil rights, from all that jazz, no one has your gift. Some think it's a myth. From doo-wop to hip-hop, old soul, black gold, even a trip to the North Pole. You're not invisible. You are invincible. Unwilling to stand your place, you stepped out with the whole armor of God to protect our race. While others were learning to read and write, pyramids were built to staggering heights. Your physique, truly unique, because there is none other like a fine black brother. Black man, it's not so hard to understand your mystery. It's our history. End poem.
That was very, very, very good.
Woo! You know what? Oh, let me give it to her. Yeah. I took the brought it. Thank you so much for bringing us with, blessing us with that piece. Yes.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Not tonight, though. I'm not going to hold the mic. Not tonight.
You can hold the mic. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I think Stephen Dean fell in love.
Hey, she's doing her thing. I mean, you know, when you're doing your thing, you're doing your thing. I'm going to keep it real.
I'll share space in the chat room. I was just honoring your request.
Thank you.
All right.
I got a request.
Love y'all too, baby. Y'all take care.
Yeah, thank you for coming out.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that was Miss the Boogie, y'all. She did her thing once again. We enjoyed that piece, Black Man. Every black man in the room should have been jumping up for that one.
Oh, that
all
was
right.
Tight.
Hi. Yes, it was. I am going to take the caller on the air. Caller from the 786 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and speak.
How you doing? My name is DC, the voice of reason.
Hi there.
What's up, DC?
How y'all doing?
Oh, we're great. What are you going to do for us this evening? I know you're going to blaze the mic.
Well, this is my first time being on this show. I'm going to do a little something different. I got a poem called My Pen, and, you know, every poet writes about their pen and what their pen does and this and the other. So I decided to do a piece about my pen.
All right.
Let me know when you guys are ready.
We are ready.
My pen makes movies in HD on big screens originated from these manufactured sheets. They gave birth to my thoughts and were breastfed by the ink. In sync with my arm's trajectory to maneuver my words to make you think. At conception, my pen was given full responsibility to completely use me, to build pyramids on lines with words that don't even have to rhyme, and the strokes of my pen are defined with one distinct purpose in mind, to become a surrogate to words that are dictated by my mistakes and glorified by my corrections, tattooed on walls of souls that are lost. And my pen is activated by subliminal forethoughts that manifest into words that cost nothing but mean everything. And my pen regurgitates wisdom that inflicts conflict on these lines. And my pen, it never runs out of ink, it only runs out of time. And my pen takes you on a ride of indifference with no seatbelts, no signs. Like a metaphorical DUI traveling down the road to nonverbal uncompromise. And still I rise as my hand is raised to receive praise, because my hand made a plea bargain with my pen to do things God's way. So I wrote speeches to promote change, and I wrote poems to mandate love, and I wrote sermons to save souls. And unofficially, my pen crowned me to be a prophet of words, the undisputed PIMP that preaches in my poetry, which makes my pen's relevancy newsworthy, chasing tabloid wishes and paparazzi dreams, which is the reason why my pen bleeds and why my words will live long after me. And when there are no more words left, no more thoughts left, no more ink left, and my pen is laid to rest, closed casket, with a replica of my words on tablets like the Ten Commandments, breathing truth into your virgin lungs till you just can't stand it, leaving the legacy of my words stranded in unfinished books and letters that never reached their destination, confirming the extinction of my pen's creation, compelling me to yell at a nation of persecuted daughters saying, millions will love me, millions will hate me, but billions will respect me, because the laws of my pen are based on those that can never erase me. And that's
woo!
That was tight.
I got the, this brother said, love. Yes.
That was tight, bro. See, that was all the I was on point.
Thanks,
yes.
Man.
I mean,
thanks,
you,
ma'am.
I mean, you took the wind out of me. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your voice with us, brother. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Make sure I see you in the chat room. Make sure you put your link in there. Let us know how we can link up with you and keep in touch. We so welcome you anytime in our house. Wow.
Absolutely. Okay.
Every Thursday night, the same time in the same place.
Okay.
All right, y'all. That was DC, the voice of reason, with that powerful piece in the house. All right. Woo, how do you come behind that, CBG?
I don't know, but it's tough in here tonight.
Yes, it is. We thoroughly enjoying the audience tonight. We're going to take this moment again to acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room. Thank you, Black Homeschoolers, for hanging out with us, and Dax Boogie, DC, the Voice of Reason. Yes, 892-669-146-477-969. Jesse White, Matic Talk, Rob Washington, Shawnee Serene-Reese, DVG, my co-host, and Miss Strong Island. All right, y'all, we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to play another track by Mr. Irvin Lulu. And the name of that track we're going to play is Lights, Camera, Action. He actually recited this piece, but he sent me in the track to actually play that, so I am going to play that for you guys.
Lights, cameras, action. lights, cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality. Where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beast for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. Get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. USA. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win an Emmy, 'cause Lord knows a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like, cameras. Lights, cameras, action. UV. You know what I mean? It's real talk, just like the movies. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we show pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. That was Mr. Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, Action. He's coming out with a new album called Mercury Rain, and we'll get the details on that a little bit later and share that with you guys. But we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and speak.
Hi, this is Strong Island 631.
Hey, Strong Island.
Hey, I'm coming through with a piece called Beautiful.
All right. And it
goes like this. Beautiful as when the sun shines on your face. Beautiful as when you dream about breasts. Beautiful as when you move those hands up and down. Beautiful as when you get down. Beautiful as when you write things down. Beautiful as when I lay there thinking about the times we make snow angels. Beautiful as when you say my name. You make me scream as in pain. Not bad pain, but good pain. The pain that comes from getting some of that chocolate delight that I would call my best. Lips that are just beautiful to your touch. Don't worry, you will bust that last nut. Beautiful is just a word we say. And that was my piece.
All right, that was our sister, Miss Short Island. CBD?
Yes, ma'am.
What were you trying to say?
I said, as she is short and to the point tonight.
All right. Let's show Miss Song I have some love, y'all. Yes, beautiful is her poem, Miss Strong Island. How beautiful the sound, girl.
Thank
loving
you.
Your peace.
I can read something else.
All right. Love
all
you.
Right.
All right, we're going to keep it going, y'all. That was Miss Strong Island. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. We have some more people that we need to play some of their music. Now, we had a track sent in by this new group entitled Wayside by the Electrines. So we welcome everybody to the mic, and we embrace all genres. So we're just going to show them some love. This is Electrines with Wayside. Black homeschooler, the ex-boogie, all the guests, Miss Mrs. Jesse White, Matic Talk, Robin Washington, Shawnice Marie, CBG, my co-host at Miss Strong Island, who just recited to you her beautiful piece entitled Beautiful. All right, we are going to keep the show going here, and my co-host is going to render a piece for you guys tonight. So without further ado, Stevie G, step up to the mic and speak.
What's good? Seems like we got some hidden flowers up in the room tonight, and this poem I wrote is one of my favorites, so it's called The Hidden Flower. Ooh, I see you over there hiding behind the other flowers. I watched you grow with each rain shower, hiding by day, expressing by night, running from the sun and soaking in the moonlight. Everyone adores you. Look at our smiles growing all around you like weeds in the wild. Ooh, honey child, what flower are you? Got bees all around you doing what they do. The smell, the sweet aroma, you exhaust like mist. Do you understand why we act like this? Well, you need not hide your loveliness any longer. Beautiful, hidden, I wonder why the hidden feelings are for you when you express your love more than the other flowers do. You really do stand out in a bunch. Perhaps this is why you are loved so much. Beautiful in color, vibrant in growth, you have been watched much more than most. Now you stand in the forefront and the others behind. All that knew you knew this was a matter of time. So live, hidden flower, love, hidden flower, and hide no more. Stand proud with petals smiling, for you are adored. That's my piece.
All right. That was Mr. Stevie G, my co-host. All right. Now, you know how we do it here. We got to show him some love. Stevie G. Yes.
Boogie, that's one of my favorite songs, that Wildflower by New Birth.
All right, Boogie, Stevie G. That's one of his favorite songs. All right, I wish we had it on the air. We can play it. We'll have to get that for next time. So we'll have that for your enjoyment next time on the show. Well, we're going to keep the show going here. Again, we'd just like to thank all of the guests for hanging out with us tonight on the show, sharing with us your voice and your music. So without further ado, we're going to go to the next caller on the air. Caller from the 240 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and speak. Caller 240, are you there? All righty.
That's the same brother that said he was cooking.
Perhaps it is. And so, well, we are going to wait for him to come back in, but we're going to keep it going tonight, y'all. Okay, we see he's back on the line. So let's try to connect him in and see if he can get, we can get him in. 240, Eric, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and speak.
Yes, this is Mind Poet. I'm going to do one more piece.
All righty.
I had a dream, not a Martin Luther King dream, but a love dream. And in that dream was a scream of lovemaking. It was breathtaking. I kissed you from to your thighs, into your eyes. It was crazy. We had beautiful eyes, pure water. Eyes so clear as water. And I stepped to you and I said, I do not deserve a beautiful woman as yourself, but I'm willing to give it a try. So I got on my hands and knees, and I said to myself, I took you by the hand. I said, will you marry me? Because I love you. And you said, oh, my God. A tear came down your right eye and a tear came down your left eye, and you cried. And you said, you will marry me. And I woke up out of my sleep. I said, is this dream or is it true? And if it's true, I want to be right beside you, holding you, kissing you, making love to you. I want us to dance in the snow, hold your hands as we walk in an AMC theater show. Kiss your lips at your ice cream, have babies in the spring. If dreams were true and fantasy was reality, how would love be? I quote, if dreams were true and fantasy was reality, how would love be? I'm mind poet.
All right.
Mind poet, yes. You got a special request, mind poet. Before we clap it up for you, somebody is asking you to do Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops?
That's what they're saying, the boogie. I guess, do you have a piece of your title, Fruit Loop?
I don't know what that is.
Ask Mind Poet to say Fruit Loops for me. Say Fruit Loops. Just say the Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Oh. All right, let's show him some love.
If that's what she meant, or
yes. Beautiful, beautiful, brother. We enjoyed you once again.
Hey, Boogie.
All right, we're going to keep. Huh?
Hey, Boogie, Cocoa Puff.
All right, his voice. All right, my important people, the women are loving you tonight. All right, that's all right. We love you and enjoyed you. All right, we're going to keep the show going here, and we are going to.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You all right over there, co-host?
You know I ain't getting rid of this thing yet, but I'm trying.
All right. Well, let's bless everybody with a little bit of music, and then we'll come back with a little bit of more poetry. How about that?
All right.
All right. Let me wake up the room tonight, because it's already live, so we can, you know, keep it going. Let's go with Golden here. Give Me by Jill Scott. All right, y'all. Give me, 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 give me thought we'd just give you guys a little bit of music, and that was Miss Jill Scott with Give Me. All right. We have some more tracks by some other poets, spoken word artists that sent us in some pieces. So we are going to render one of those, and then after that we will have my co-host coming back on the air with another piece of his. Okay, some of you have heard Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, and some of you haven't, but without further ado, we are going to bless you with one of his pieces entitled Can I? This is Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, y'all. To the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and your co-host, Stevie G. That was Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Can I? All right, we have a special request. I know we said we were going to have Stevie G do another piece, but we have a special request by Miss the Boogie. I hope I'm trying to say your name right, sister. But anyway, no, I'm standing in love here. She has a favorite song, and we have to oblige her with rendering us such wonderful pieces this evening. So I happen to have the song that she is requesting. So we are going to play that for her by special request, and then after that, we will have my co-host, Stevie G, back on the air with another piece for you.
I was just thinking about you. Wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind. But it stunk on him though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody. But I tried. tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Hey, yeah, you just run across my mind. 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 Oh, you had that massive thing down. Shoulders back straight. Never slumped.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic E, and your co-host is Stevie G. That was Miss Jill Scott with Cross Up My Mind, and that was by special request by Mr. X Boogie. All right. That is one of my favorite tracks also. Jill Scott is one of my favorite artists, and I'm so glad that we had that song to play it for you, sister. So, without further ado, we are just going to keep the party going this evening. We love the vibe that has been in the room this evening. Before we bring my co-host back in, we are going to again to acknowledge all the guests in our chat room and all the global listeners. We'd like to thank Black homeschoolers, Miss the Ex Boogie, and all the guests. It's quite a bit of you, so I'm not going to say all the numbers here. Jesse Y, Matic Talk, Shani Faree, Mr. Stevie G, my co-host, and Miss Beautiful Strong Island. All right. We're going to keep it going here. And without further ado, it's my co-host, y'all, Mr. Stevie G, stepping up to the mic. Speak, Stevie G.
Well, I'm going to try to do this, but if I crack, I'm sick.
You are right.
Y'all going to have to bear with me. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Welcome to my arms. You are the shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right here all alone. I've never known a love like this before. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I'm sorry, I can't do it tonight, but I tried.
All right, Stevie D, you did all right. You know what, Stevie D, you know the people love your voice, and you know they hope it's true. I hope some love. Yes. Oh, you can smile, Stevie D. They heard your song earlier. They heard your song earlier, so they know you can sing, brother. But we still
maybe next week after I try Dax Boogie's remedy, I might be all right.
All right, okay. That was my co-host, y'all. All right, we showed him some love, so let's keep it going. We are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and speak.
Hi, Strong Island 631 again.
Strong Island.
Yeah, I'm coming back with a poem called Secret Lovers.
All right.
And this is how it goes. You said don't tell anyone about what you plan, but man, I am bursting at the seams. Can I just please? You see, I'm excited about what you plan to do to me. First step, you said, will go like this. I enter the room, and you take my coat. You kiss me ever so gently upon my lips. Next step, you escort me to my seat, where you take off my shoes. All the while, you start massaging my feet. You pull out a plastic bin, not the average type, pre-filled with warm, scented foot soap. My feet are placed inside. My eyes start to roll back. The feelings are starting to come alive inside of me. The third step, you now get up and go over to the table where you pour a glass of some nice Moscato. Feeling really relaxed now, you continue to reach for my blouse, noticing that my breasts are protruding through. You stop and gasp, for a second, then continue as you only do. Buttons unfastened real fast. Hands grasping for my bare nipples as you lift one at a time. I look in pleasure to what's still to come. Hurry up with all of this, I say out loud. I can't wait for the next step to come. Fourth step fastly approaches. Is that a bulge or am I mistaken? You look at me while almost losing your concentration. Let's just skip the very last step. My skirt is off, revealing my lace red thongs. Oh, man, I forgot. That really turns you on. Pulling it all the way off, you pull me delicately to your waist, where that bulge we know as dick is waiting to rub all over my clit. Let's not forget we have all night. Just come to me, baby, and let's make it all right. And that was my piece.
Oh, God, it's in the house, yo!
Girl, why you heat it up?
All
girl,
right,
you trying to heat
song.
It up. You trying to sweat me. Trying to sweat the cold out me.
It should help.
All right, Miss Sargon, you did the thing, girl. We so
and
appreciate
Boogie
you.
Boogie in the room giving me remedies, and she over here trying to heat up the whole Eastern Seaboard.
You know that works. That combination works now.
She even knows
all right,
some of this
so. Stuff. All right. We're going to keep the show going tonight. Thank you, Miss Strong Island. All right. Let us, you know, we have some more tracks. We keep everybody in rotation that sends us tracks. We've had poets, R&B artists on the show. Here is a brother from the Detroit area. He's an up-and-coming R&B artist with his new song. He's going to be on 106 in Park, actually, March 23rd. His name is Princeton from the Detroit area. This is one of his new songs called You're the One. So we're going to play that track for you guys tonight. Enjoy.
Yeah. nobody but you. I don't need nobody else, 'cause you can't change the game. No more chasing, no replacing, I'm through. You're the only one for me.
Show. I'm your host, Poetic E, and my co-host is Stevie G. That was Tristan from the Detroit area with his new song, You're the One. He was also a former guest on the show. We thoroughly enjoyed having him here on the show. All right, y'all. We have 9 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to take this time out just to quickly, again, acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room. Black homeschoolers, The X Boogie, guest 669, guest 146, 273, 338, 741, 686, 074, 424, 672, 880, 965, 095, Jesse Wide, Make It Talk, Shawnee Therese, Stevie G, and Miss Strong Island. All right, y'all. Let's see what we're going to do with the remainder.
That's very well. We're going to have to, you know, maybe you should just save that, like copy and paste that somewhere.
What?
How you just read off all those guests.
Oh, yeah. You know, just.
We need to put
to make everybody feel
something
special, CPC.
You heard me?
Huh?
Yeah, we need to have a beat playing behind that when you do that.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can do it like right in stride. It was right on point. So all you got to do is put a beat up under it and do your damn thing, girl.
That's
your
right.
Record.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
All right, now. We are going to have another piece by none other than Mr. Urban Voodoo. We are going to play his piece entitled Afraid. Here we go, y'all.
I'm sick and tired of sirens, hemmed in by violence. The streets run by tyrants, noise eclipsed by silence. As my sentiments conflict with it, I cower in the darkness of my mind, harboring ill will toward my skin, which bandages my naked fear. I am afraid of the cages that raise me, the rage that caged me. I am afraid of my smile, it ridicules my ineptitude. In the quiet places of my dreams, life is a spectacle. I watch with a lonely cadence as it moves slowly toward death. I watch in silence as it becomes decadent around me, afraid to speak. My voice stifled by my fear of the unknown. Sensitivity is lacking. I am only a face, a complexion. Complexity is not mine. There are several roads I could have chosen. I mean, it was like I was frozen in time. A teenage alcoholic, afraid to miss that last drink. Had to think on solutions, unable to forget the abuse and confusion. I was afraid to care. I stared at death almost daily. To hang out at home would drive me crazy. No longer domesticated, I have become institutionalized. My eyes unfocused, the fourth horseman on Queen and Cedar gathers his forces, 'cause fear ain't got shit on rage. afraid of the potential for destruction in a world where justice has been replaced by greed.
'cause they heard it someplace. You got more than they're used to. Some of them want to steal your love. Who can say I'm jealous of? I've been living and giving. I keep moving forward.